Karen's family most unhappy about the entire process. On the lines, her older brother, Chris Bellidge. Good morning.
Hey, Neil. How are you?
I'm okay. Well, you're in court on Friday. Is this? Had you been warned to expect this?
We were given no real details about what sentence we'd expect. We'd clearly done our own research, and from the moment that the plea deal was done, we feared that the judicial process would continue to let us down, and that manifested itself on Friday morning.
Well, it's sort of on manslaughter, 9 years and 2 months is not an insignificant sentence, but clearly you wanted more. You wanted murder, correct?
Certainly we were unhappy with the DPP decision to take the plea deal. We understand the challenge that they had, given the evidence that was available to them.
Did they consult you?
We did have some consultation. We expressed a view about how we wanted certain discrepancies in the case progressed through trial and tested at trial. But ultimately, it's a decision for the director as to which way he wanted to take this case.
What do you see as the discrepancies in this?
There were certain facts that were proven through forensic evidence that proved that Brandon Osborne's version of events were not accurate. Those facts that could be proven forensically were done so, and as the court proceedings progressed, his story changed.
Were you aware he was a violent man?
From a family perspective, we had limited knowledge of Brandon. Karen's relationship was long-term with Brandon, but we were kept in the dark about a lot of activities that went on.
Because your sister was heavily involved in the White Ribbon campaign against family violence, wasn't she?
Yeah, it was one of the things that she was very passionate about and had been for a long time. She worked with her workplace to become an accredited White Ribbon workplace, she was very passionate about the issue.
So what do you take out of all this? What's the message out of all this, do you think, for the broader community?
Well, this case has moved from being about Karen to being more about the community in general. And do we consider what has occurred here acceptable? I'll throw that open to the community, to our politicians, Daniel Andrews, Matthew Guy, how do we, as a community, carry on the work of Fiona Richardson to bring awareness to issues of domestic violence and ensure that we provide a forum that those issues will continue to be spoken about, but also understand whether what's been handed down in this case is truly considered acceptable by the broader community.
So you think this is about protection of women and domestic violence now?
It certainly is. We need to create an environment where people are happy to raise issues of domestic violence. We need to be supportive of people who are exposed to domestic violence. We also need to create a significant deterrent, and I'm not sure that that has actually occurred in this case.
Do you want to meet with Daniel Andrews and or Matthew Guy?
I'd welcome any opportunity to meet with Daniel Andrews and see how we stop the rhetoric. There's been lots of opportunity for our politicians to address these sorts of issues, whether that be through previous victims. We don't seem to be making inroads into the deterrent. How the reality is that my sister's killer could be out in 4.5 years with parole, and from now on, that's pretty weak.